How do we go from Chris badgering a bisexual woman for a threesome to him saying that he's going to take things very seriously with this woman who has not even slept with five people and is very monogamous? How do we get here? Oh, when she spoon and
Like a baby moment, which is like a beautiful black moment. Do we get any of those in this episode?
Black.
We have a chaotic vibe moment of the
chaotic vibe moment. Yeah. And you're watching Black Vibe Reality.
With Black Vibe Daddy
and those who love us.
Hello, you are watching and or listening to Black Vibe Reality, a place for Black Vibe baddies, those who love us. I am your HBIC head bi in charge, Nicole Weaver. I am an entertainment reporter currently writing for Collider. And here at Black Vibe Reality, we talk about reality shows, your Black queer lens. Once again, I have my co-host, Quita Tinsley, here with me. Hi, Quita.
Hi.
We've been chatting about Perfect Match. A lot of you guys tuned in to our last episode, which, hello, I hope you stick around, and thank you for that.
Right, go check out the other video.
Please. I mean, our last Love is Blind coverage, I say you should go back and see, especially for those who are, I highly doubt anyone's watching Perfect Match but unfamiliar with Love is Blind, but there's a possibility. So if you're one of those, please, we cover the last two seasons of Love is Blind, so you gotta make us part of your binge. Make us part of your binge. We just got one episode today. And we're wrapping everything up. We've seen these people fly in and out of this house multiple times for some.
Yeah.
And now at the end they have to make their case in front of their peers. Their peers are judgmental. And I actually thought this was really nice.
It was, compared to what I thought it would be or what it could be.
Yeah.
It was very nice.
Yeah, I think a lot of people got out pretty easy on this, or they just cut a lot.
Yeah,
which
right.
is probably more likely.
Exactly.
So we can do this by couple. I mean, I will, for this time, I think I'm actually going to save Micah and Kaz later.
Yeah.
Just because they got more things going on. Actually, what we should start with is these two, because that's what we ended with.
Right, right. Right.
Yeah. These two being Harry Jowsey and Jessica Vestal. If you remember last week, she was doing the rounds and like interviewing all of the men about Harry's behavior. And I'm like, what more does she need? What is she looking for?
Right. I'm like, girl, the writing's on the wall.
Oh my. Basically, I was trying to figure out, what are we even still arguing about? We feel like we went through it all. Basically, Jess claims that Harry didn't mention about putting a baby in Melinda. And I'm like, yes, he did.
He mentioned she had a cute belly. That is what he specifically said.
Because I went back. If you go to episode nine, I will play it. But for us talking, episode nine, I went back and he said that, he said that he wanted to put a baby in her. And Jessica looks, she just like looks like they're going back and forth. And then she says, you did say that. You did say it.
You didn't kiss her.
I did not kiss her. I did mention I was being playful. I did look at her stomach, and I said it would look good if you were pregnant. But it was not in that sense. And I said...
You said it.
But I promise you, I told Melinda how I feel about you.
It's because of that I would put a baby in your comment. And you didn't mention that.
Because I didn't say it to her. When would there be appropriate time to go, Melinda?
She said y'all were talking about how old you were and how old she is, and she was like, I'm 30 years old, I'm ready for kids, I'm ready for a baby, and you said I would put a baby in you.
Absolutely not. I say it on every fucking podcast. She's known me.
So I'm just like, what's the timeline now? I don't know, because in this new episode, episode 10, she claims he was always denying it, and then Harry does deny it in that moment, saying he didn't say it. So I was like, this is either sloppy editing, or like, these people are drunk, they're spending all night talking, and they forget the lies and things that they said.
Wow. I mean, both are plausible, honestly.
Yeah. Honestly, just later on when she leaves the house, only Alara's there to say goodbye. And I'm like, either Jess wasn't cool with everyone like that, or it's just that late.
It might be that late.
I think it might be that late.
Yeah, because I'm like, but maybe she was just close to Alara. Because I'm like, when she leaves for the second time, the main person I remember saying bye to her was Alara. Or like, everybody says it, but like, Alara's goodbye stands out.
Yeah, they seem to be, might have more of the friendship. And really, like, Jess, we don't see her, I think, be cool with any of the women like that. Like, her storyline was purely Harry Jowsey.
Yeah.
So, basically, Jess also says that the boys don't recall Harry talking about just his relationship with her on Boys' Day. So, that's another lie. And this is something, Jessica says this in this conversation, which then made me think back to her Love is Blind days, and she has to stop doing this. Like, it's cool for women to date for marriage and be like, I'm looking for a husband, I'm looking for this and this, but it's very weird to then, when your partner is messing up, you say, well, my husband would never, you don't have a husband. That's not your husband. Right. So no, I guess your husband wouldn't, we just move on. But like, usually it's used as like a corrective tactic of like, you said you were going to be my husband, you're okay with being my husband, but my husband doesn't do that.
Dudes, right. And it's like, well, girl, Harry keep acting like this. So do you want Harry to be your husband, or do you want a different type of husband?
Because it sounds like you want a different.
She said, I'm out.
Yeah, in the nicest, quietest way, she still will not say a bad word about him. And it's just like, what is going on?
Right.
Because the energy she had for Melinda.
Let's talk about it. I'm like, she had all this energy, this fire, ready to argue for Melinda, but had none of that for Harry during the breakup or during the finale.
Where was this? Like, it's literally the same day. So, but it's just, the energy is so different with when it comes to her and men. Mm-hmm. Like, when she's not around them, like, she really brings out a different energy when someone she feels like scorned or competitive with. It's very weird. No surprise, they don't end up together. But, and I want to know what the chokehold Jess had over whoever is making these decisions, because she couldn't just leave and come back at the end like everyone else. She gets put on another date.
Yeah, I was like, didn't she just leave?
Just leave.
And also, the boardroom at that point, I was like, oh yeah, this is the final one. We've been here for a while. God.
Absolutely.
like, not Britain, not Nigel, like, not Jessica. She literally just left. Like,
yeah. Okay, I have two minds of this, of whether they should have had more or less people, but it's like, I kind of like that if you're going to ask all these people to, like, take a pause from their lives for a month, they all do at least get a shot of screen time. That's the upside. The downside is, like, in the final episode, you're doing the boardroom is, like, really? What are we doing? But then again, can we talk? Because look at our winners, which we can't get to yet, but.
But, yeah. Wow. Just, yeah. We'll get there.
I guess no notes. I don't know. You guys let us know in the comments if you like the number of people or not for this.
Or not. Yeah, that's true. So, I guess anything could still happen even with a limited number of people. I did just kind of feel like, no. And also, when they paired Izzy with Jessica, I was like,
literally last resort. Literally. Literally last resort. But you know what? There are arguments for any kind of match.
Yeah.
And, like, in some, literally, Izzy was the dad of this freaking season.
Yeah. Yeah, clearly.
He was a grown man, usually minding his business, drinking. Because, yo, the way Izzy and Micah go to bed, she's still talking his ear off about freaking Kaz. He's so drunk, and yet he's still wherewithal of like, I'm not trying to get in nobody's mess. She was like, don't you think that they're doing this right now? Izzy's like, I don't think anything.
Right. He's like, like, you're so in your head right now. I'm like, oh, Izzy.
Izzy's like, go to bed.
It is
my bedtime. Go to bed. So, in some ways, and I also clocked this because these short girls be wanting the tallest kings.
Mm-hmm.
Izzy's taller than Jessica.
Yeah, Jessica's short.
Like, there you go. Just something to say.
Like, there you go. He's tall for you.
For you. Oh my god. Alright, so I do want to talk a little bit about Harry's bad behavior and how he was trying to make this sound. He loves downplaying the hurtful things he does as silly and playful. Okay. And almost infantilizing yourself.
Yeah.
And we see it all the time with men. It's like, I don't know what I'm doing. They know. Mm-hmm. No, and Jess just falls for it. She was just like, he's a good man. Based on what?
Right. Especially when she had all of that smoke for Melinda, to start out with Melinda being like, are you proud of yourself? And then she's like, Harry, he's a good man.
She revoked her being a lady, which, like, okay, there's some people who are obviously see what we're saying. There's some other people who are like, I don't see how what Jessica did was racist. Well, it's very racist to even think that Black women aren't women.
Yeah, and that'd yet, be your first insult.
Exactly. And, like, and yet white people have done it since history of time. They making us seem like more masculine, coming up with all these fake things, and yet having like this, like, looking at our bodies as like an oddity. Is it hyper feminine because we have all these natural curves, or you guys are actually like a man if you dare to be like athletic or anything? And this lady, again, did not call her own name, did not, I don't even think she raised her voice.
No.
And she all of a sudden is like, you're not a lady. And what would that be based on rather than you're an angry Black woman?
Right.
You're not a pacifying woman right now. You're doing too much. But Harry Jowsey can, like, lie on you, bring up personal things to try and emotionally manipulate you. But that's a good man.
Right. And he had emotionally manipulated Elise. And, like, even for Elise, in that moment with Jessica and Melinda, to also try to be like having an attitude with Melinda. And it's like, why are you have all of this energy for this Black woman when this man has gaslit you and he's currently gaslighting Jessica and trying to gaslight Melinda and tell her what she knows to be true never happened?
Melinda's waiting on her apology.
I'm like, girl, you're going to keep waiting.
Probably.
That man is not going to apologize to you.
No, I'm not talking about that. I am talking about, like, all the women. Like, I think
she's still definitely not going to get that from Jessica.
Yeah, the whole cast, basically, who had something negative to say about her. Now, in the end, they weren't one of the couples to be sat up there, but I think people still talked about them. It was very weird. They had Jess sitting behind Harry, so when Harry was talking about his bad actions and how he might become a better man in the future, he's not even saying it to her face.
Right.
She's looking at the back of his head. I was like, this is so weird. The thing about Harry Jowsey is his whole brand is I'm going to become better.
Yeah.
Like, literally. And I'm like, did you do all this just so you have something to talk about on your podcast? I'm very confused.
Maybe.
I don't know. But then I'm starting to think I think these people are smarter than they actually are. Because I'm also like, I thought Jess had a game plan when she came in here. Apparently not.
She did not. She clearly did not. Like, no game plan at all. Which they said it was, she said it was like a couple months after Love is Blind, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
But maybe she just wasn't that familiar with, like, the perfect match and the vibe of that show.
Yeah. I mean, I think in general, the Love is Blind people were very different from the Too Hot to Handle people.
Yes.
So, yeah. We can go to Steven and Alara. Did you think that they were going to win? Or
I did. Okay. I was convinced I was so convinced that they were going to win. Like, you know, they had that little argument when Elise suggested play spin the bottle. But I was
that
like,
was nothing.
I know it wasn't, but
nothing burger.
It wasn't. Yeah. But it was the only conflict that they've had this whole time.
You know, I wrote in my notes with this. I was like, it must be so tiring as a reality star to try and find some drama for the cameras.
Exactly.
Like, that's the only way you're going to get camera time. I feel like these two are like, we're actually pretty good.
Right.
I do think Steven likes Alara more than she likes him. Just because, like, even in this episode, she was like, oh, I think American voices or accents are like more feminine.
Oh, interesting.
You don't remember her saying that?
No.
Oh,
I
yeah.
I remember that.
She said that, and then previously, I think she said she liked darker features, and Steven was always very clear of like, I know I'm not your type.
Right.
But I think that's why this works so well. Like, I'm sorry, not to be one of the many people who say this, but if it comes to heterosexual pairings, it works much better when the man likes the girl more.
Yeah. Because it's like, they actually do the work to maintain the relationship.
Yes. And that's all Black women want, which is what I will bring up later when it comes to Christine.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I don't think it's going to last long. But I think Steven will at least try.
Yeah, he seems like he's willing to try. Their last little extra date that he snuck in there was so cute. I was like, oh my gosh, they're so cute together. I also don't think it'll last, but like, it does seem like he's putting in the effort for it. Like, I feel like he would be okay with like really trying to make it work after leaving the show, where so many of these couples, I'm like, this will not work once the cameras are put down.
Yeah, pretty much. I think so. They go up in front of everyone. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Melinda vouched for them.
Yeah.
So that's cute. She also says that she notices that they both light up when they're around each other, which, I mean, I noticed it. So she's just spitting facts.
Yeah. Yeah. And Steven really hasn't paid much attention to the other women at all who've come into the house.
Yeah.
And I like that Alara has been clear that she's like, yeah, I was looking at other men.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I appreciate that. Like, say it. Don't try to be like, no, I only had eyes for him. Nope, I was looking at these dark-skinned men because that's typically my type.
Yep. All right. What is our next? I guess we can go Elise and Brighton, since they're our last kind of nothing burger couples. So, what are you feeling? Did they turn you around at all by episode 10?
No, I'm like, oh, I get it. I get why they get along. Like, was I like, oh, I love this? No.
Oh, no. I did think I saw a softer side to Brighton with Elise.
Mm-hmm.
So there was that. Apparently he likes calling her a tree.
He does.
So, given the nicknames, in the end, Elise argues that she has always fancied Brighton. It was just he was giving fuckboy energy in the beginning. He says facts.
And I also love that someone else was like, so you chose Harry?
Yes, but she said Harry was not giving, which I think that's true. I think that's how Harry gets women, because if he was walking around with that, he's the guy that walks around like, who me, all shucks, like,
yeah, even though
Harry, let's have a good time.
All of his behaviors are fuckboy behaviors, but the way he presents himself,
yes,
is not, yeah.
Brighton was coming with the negging energy.
Yeah.
Where it's almost the opposite. Like, Brighton was like, let me tear apart your beliefs and see if I wear you down. And Harry's like, let me love bomb you and talk about putting a baby in you immediately and see if that wears you down.
Right. Right. Say
your
all the
fire?
Things.
Who do
right.
You pick?
Oh, neither. I opt out.
No. That's not part of the game. Our heads just explode
right.
No, no more black by reality. The queers exploded having to pick their toxic
exactly. I mean, I think a part of it is like I probably would choose a Brighton because he's being more upfront and honest, whereas like, I mean, he's just an asshole and like where it's like, I feel like Harry is more of like a mind fuck because it's like, he's like trying to convince you that he's so sweet. He's so loving. Mm-hmm. But then in actuality, he's just like really like toxic.
Yeah.
At least I know you're toxic.
Yeah. I think for my blood pressure, I'm literally thinking about who would take fewer years off of my life.
Uh-huh.
I think maybe a Harry would take fewer, just because of that beginning part, you know, the love bombing part is like, okay, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I think both are horrible options.
They're terrible options, but thank you for going down this road with me. Anyways, Brighton says, because Dominique was the first, she was the first one to go out the gate about Chris, but she also spoke up around Brighton.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, we argued on night one. The camera cuts away from his face talking, and then we hear yoga.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, what were you arguing about? Because
right.
I don't think you said yoga. But then we cut to Harry being like, yoga's the last thing we'll talk about. Okay.
Right.
Okay. Okay.
Right.
So, yeah, that might have been a better match just based on that. But this was, like, very weird how they decided to bring up his argument with Dominique, but then not really bring it up.
Right. And, I mean, to be really frank, I know a lot of white straight women who will be with men who don't share their beliefs, but they don't challenge them on those beliefs.
That's true.
They just
That's
don't talk true. About it, you know?
Yeah.
I'm like, and I think Dominique is like, when he says these things, she's like adversarial because she's like, no, that is not the right way to think or believe. And I'm sure if he says those things, if he's saying those same type of things and if she doesn't believe them and Elise is still around, it means she just doesn't correct him or challenge him on it.
Yeah. Yeah. There's many ways to read this. But in the end, I think a lot of it truly is that they're just horny for each other.
Right. She just thinks he's very attractive. Because, I mean, she told Justin, she's like, I'm just trying to have fun.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you know what? That's true. And the fact that Justin did not return to vote, get Justin out said, your feelings.
Justin said, I'm going home.
What are you talking about? Like, that's actually one of my least favorite things, is when we go through all of this, and especially that there's supposed to be a voting thing. Like, we all signed on to at least agree at the end we're voting, or we're going to be in the chairs to be voted on. Actually, even the couples vote. What am I talking about?
Yeah.
So it's like, and you skipped out on that?
Right. He's like,
get out of here.
Justin. I mean, it wasn't surprising to me because it seems like he's, I mean, he just seemed like the type of person who does not care about any of this stuff. It's like he's here, he'll participate. He seemed to really like Elise. He did not like how it went down. So he's like, I don't care about any of this. I'm going home. I'm done.
I think there's so many ways to put it, because it's like, if you don't care and it is just like a silly little show, then why wouldn't you vote?
Mm.
But I think he actually like, it's literally playing a game, which mm-hmm. these people are doing. And right. then the minute you lose, you flip the board.
I know. I mean, he literally did that to Elise. He's like, I'm not listening to you. I'm going to go say bye to my boys and I'm out.
Yeah, it's wild. It's so wild. So yeah, who knows if anything would have changed if Justin was there, but yeah, we know he wouldn't have been rooting for Elise and Brighton.
Definitely wouldn't have been rooting for them. Which I'm like, was anybody rooting for them?
No.
No.
I think when they walked in, there was hardly applause. And Brighton was like, I knew.
No, it's like only Nick clapping for them. I was like, damn.
So crazy. So wild. All right. Shall we talk about Tolu and Chris?
Yes, let's do it.
All right, how are you feeling about these two?
I love Tolu. I just don't like this pairing. Like, I'm just like, I love her. I'm not a fan of this relationship.
Oh, damn. I didn't want to use this picture for them. But I think it's the only one I have. Okay, so I think this was a mind trip. Because I'm like, it feels like acting, but then there's so many moments where I'm like, I believe Tolu.
Yeah,
I believe her.
Yeah. Even if I believe her, I don't believe him.
It's so weird. Because, like, there's times where Chris is such... He was so active at the beginning of this season.
Yeah.
The way he goes, like... mute and like yeah. almost a doll
yeah.
like to become likable, like yeah. I just was very aware of that. So these two, they won the next compatibility challenge and they go on a spa day. I really try to also pay attention how often or what he compliments like Tolu, and he said that she looks cute in everything. As she's putting on, he like puts the robe on her. So that's nice, but I still feel like we see Tolu compliment him more. Like yeah. she called him, Prince Charming becomes like Sleeping Beauty at one minute. I'm like, let's calm down. All right, right. Over Chris, let's calm it down. On this date with Tolu and Chris, almost all of these shows love bringing up body count.
Right.
Love doing that to these people and then having to talk about it. And there's always inequities about body count, this whole conversation. Chris says, apparently his is 50 to 100. This is the thing. On every dating show, this just happened on Love Island USA, and these men were claiming 50 to 100. 150 was one person. That was Coy. Now, Coy later said, because him and his partner, both of their numbers apparently were off. First, they were accusing each other of lying. Then I talked to Coy for an interview, and he was like, I don't know where those numbers even came from. So that's something to keep in mind with these freaking body count questions. But yeah, so basically, if you're watching Love Island USA, check out Collider for my interview with Coy. Back to Chris. He's just like, yeah, 100 or whatever. I had those days. Now, Tolu's like, I have under 5. Right. And I'm very monogamous. How do we go from Chris badgering a bisexual woman for a threesome to him saying that he's going to take things very seriously with this woman who has not even slept with five people. It is very monogamous. How do we get here?
It was all a lie.
Like, how do we get here and how do we believe him? Like, and I don't know how, like, I don't know how that would come up, honestly. I was kind of hoping that, okay, we show Dominique getting into some people. Like, the biggest thing she should have talked about or could have talked about was the whole, like, how he was treating her bisexuality. And, like, how do you even wiggle out of, if you were here for love, why were you pressuring this one woman for that? But then this other woman you're willing to give up all other people for?
Right. Exactly. Also, Tolu's answer to Dominique was so, like, I was like, someone's doing media training in their life.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It was very political. It was crazy.
Versus, like, Chris, who just didn't even respond to Dominique. He was like, okay.
He said, okay. Steven laughed. I'm like, Steven, it's kind of loser behavior.
It is.
You already lost citing and protecting Harry, and now this? It's like, no, don't.
Exactly.
Don't do this. So they end up matching Izzy and Jessica, which is like, producers probably really wanted this. They're like, we need Jessica. We need her to talk about how she was wronged by Harry one more time. People really like Jessica. So we have to have her in as many episodes as possible. They also match Christine and Nigel.
Right.
Your face to that, right?
I was just like, wow. I mean, I was a little shocked because Christine just got in the house. And it was like both Christine and Izzy just got in the house and they're automatically going on dates. But I was like, it makes sense because they are the newest people in the house. Kaz and Christine are the newest relationship, and he'd just been going through all this stuff with Micah.
Look.
Sent Christine on a date. She kissed Nigel. The vibes are there already. Mm-hmm. Just do it. See what shakes out of it.
Mm-hmm. For sure. And I think this was at least the most exciting match out of all of this. Uh-huh. So, yes. I loved all of this, but to continue on Tolu and Chris, Dominique mostly brought up the deception, which I'm like, going at how you treat your bisexuality is so much more important. I bet she brought it up. We just do not see it. And Chris later said that he'll stay in contact.
Yeah, that really threw me off. And even Trevor brought it up, which I was like, Trevor, shut up.
But No. Trevor saw himself.
Trevor's like, wow.
Trevor had a flashback, okay?
I see what you're doing there.
he said, keep in touch. Like, text her right before you get on the plane and text her right out. I know something about keeping in touch, my dude, and I know what that means.
Gosh. Also, he had said, I love her, and then he's like, I believe stay in contact.
Yo, I am done with all of these people and how they're using love. Kaz, later, you actress.
Okay. Listen, I was like, say it with your whole chest. I was like, that part.
I can't. They watch too many rom-coms to try and study up, because that's the rom-com trope that I think is so false. It's so false. Who accidentally says I love you?
Right.
Like, there was one time a woman did that to me, and it was so cartoonish to me that I was like, did you really do that? That I was just like, oh, I have love for you too.
Wow.
But I'm like, who does it?
Yeah, not the accidental. Like, if you mean it, you mean it.
Say it.
Keep in touch.
Yeah.
I'm sure you will, Chris. I'm sure you will. Actually, I'm lying. I don't believe he'll even keep in touch.
This is so wild. But I was like, thank you, Trevor. Like,
let me get my one little ad lib out
Yeah, yeah.
Don't All see right. Trevor anymore.
Well, before she even goes on a date, she talks to Kaz. And they're talking about, like, are you going to be good on a date? He's like, are you going to be good on a date? Then they talk about kissing other people. And she kissed Nigel in the game. But she was like, boo-boo, you also kissed Holly.
Holly, yeah.
And you weren't in the game at the time. If you were in the game, I would have kissed you. You weren't in the game.
But Christine was in the game, and you still chose to kiss Holly. Even though Christine, before that, had pressed you to kiss her.
Kaz's ego is so big. He's like, I wasn't in the game, but you should have ran around the whole entire house looking for me so you can kiss just me.
Right. It's like he likes the idea of having women who are all about him, and he has his pick of all the women, which is like I'm like, have we moved on to Kaz and Christine?
We have.
Cool. Because I'm like, he was right when he kept repeating, like, over and over, like, we're here for this experiment. I was just doing this experiment. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you are correct, sir. However, your communication around it just caused a lot of chaos and confusion. Mm-hmm. I don't think you're as evil as everybody is trying to paint you out to be. But, babes, you're black, and Harry Jowsey is white, and Harry Jowsey can get around with his fuckboy behavior and still somehow be a sweet, good man. You're a black man, so you do the actual experiment like you're supposed to. Up until the finale, he never said he loved Micah. Like, he never mentioned anything like that. He said, I'm checking out the women who are here, and he still got painted to be the bad guy. I'm like,
yeah.
Is he fine? Yes. Does he know he's fine? Yes. Does he act like he knows he's fine? Yes. Did he do anything super duper horrible? I don't believe so. I just think his way of, it's like he never, so when Christine was pressing him to be like, tell me I'm your number one, if he had it his way, he would have never done that, because his way of going between the women is not giving any of them a very secure answer.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I like Christine because she got it and she did it. And, like, everyone wanted to give Christine guff about trying so hard. First of all, it's a game. The people who are not in the house, the game is to get in there at all costs and then be able to make decisions. And guess what? She won the motherfucking game. Like,
she did. I was like, wow.
What are we doing here?
I never saw it coming. I was so shook. But I'm like, she did what needed to be done.
So, yeah, she goes on her date with Nigel. They got the sound bath, black people, and they're white, all white and cream.
I love it.
It's just like, wow. They have this planned, and I want to know how, like, when was the, like, so we're doing all white, right?
Right, we're doing all white.
You're not going to fuck this up. It's gonna look better in all white. I saw the place. It's pastels. We're gonna be in all white.
But I'm like, how did they even communicate with each other when they weren't even there? Were they? Like, they were just like,
maybe,
like,
how did they know?
So wild.
Yeah. So, yeah, they have a past. They talked in New York, but I guess it wasn't like solidified or whatever. Yeah. It's a little bit of a misconnection. Now, she was very clear. She was like, I want chivalry. Kaz wants to do nothing and lay back.
Yeah.
Nigel was like, I'm the one. I will sit up to the plate. And yes, he's vying for a way in, but at least act. Like, these men don't even want to pretend sometimes.
Right. Exactly.
Not with a black woman.
Exactly. I'm like, I think why Steven stands out to me is his way of, like, trying for Alara stands out in a house where these men just expect that, like, of course these women want to choose me, you know? Mm-hmm. And so Nigel having that energy of, like, yeah, I think you're attractive. Yeah, I like you. Yeah, I want to choose you. I'm like, refreshing. A man trying.
So while she's away on her date, this sad man, like, poor Micah, what are we doing?
Micah said, my man, okay? He apologized to me. He was so sweet.
This is wild to me, because I really thought she was playing when she was saying she was hung up on Paul. I assume that so many of these people are bigger players in this game, but I'm like, oh, you probably really tried to work this out with Paul and got right. her, and now you're really trying to work this out with Kaz.
Yeah.
And this is wild to me. So Micah, she was not okay matching up with Izzy. So the next day, now Kaz, he is like asking around. He's like, how's Micah and Izzy doing? You know how it's doing.
You know how it's doing. She didn't swerve this man the whole time. And uh-huh. finally gave him a shot after you made out with another woman and was flirting with a different woman yeah. in the same night, Kaz. Yeah. How do you think that's going?
How do you think? Now, he decides to talk to her. And, yo, like, I was like, is this an apology? I don't know. The first time he talked to her, basically, she says that she doesn't want to have to question how he feels about her, because hello, he's falling right back to you, because this is the last resort.
Right. And he doesn't feel as secure with Christine.
No.
Like, he doesn't feel secure with her. So he's like, let me go back to the one where I know she's all in on me.
So bad. He says, and I wrote down word for word what this man said, because I was like, is he really going to commit to anything? He said, I couldn't see myself being like with anyone else. I'm mm-hmm. all in with you. But when he says this, I wrote, he has the saddest look on his face. He looks defeated.
Right.
And I'm just like, what is wrong with you? This, so far, Micah has been done nothing.
I know.
Nothing but just waiting on this man to be like, you want to match with me at the end of the night? And he right. is just looking so sad.
Right. I guess a part of me wonders if he isn't necessarily that into blondes. Because a part of me is like, because remember the first night when it was like Micah approached him, but he was like, no, I'm trying to check for Xanthi. And if that mm-hmm. doesn't work, well, I'll circle back with you. And then mm-hmm. he seemed to be really into Holly, like was attracted to her to the point where
I wonder if Holly was feeling it.
Yeah. I'm assuming Holly probably wasn't feeling it. That neither one of them were. Or it's maybe Holly wasn't feeling it. And then because Holly wasn't feeling it, he's like, oh, I'm going to go back with Micah.
So wild, though. So we also, in this scene, because I pay attention to when we actually see them say things, but or when it's cutting away and someone splices something in. So we hear Kaz talking about how she's looking for her best friend, and that's what he's looking for. But I'm like, this audio is from somewhere else. I think they were like, this is such a pitiful scene. We have to like put in one more argument. Cause he's like, I like waking up next to you, which I think these people are literally when they say, I like waking up next to you. I think that's literally it. Like they have to go to bed together.
Yeah.
He's
yeah.
like, I have one more night here. Can we please sleep together? So I don't have to worry about nothing.
Right. That makes sense.
Wild. I'm like, that doesn't mean the same thing as, like, in a romance. I love waking up
next to you. Right. I could see myself doing it for the rest of my life or something versus, like, can we please just, like, share a room tonight?
Yeah.
That would be really great.
So wild when we put it that way. So, but Kaz apologizes. That night, again, and this is where we have more energy, he takes her to the place where Micah's like, this is where we wife swapped.
And I was like, Micah. This is what we're romancing? Like,
yes. But they do that all the time on reality shows. I'm sure, like, the producer is also like, you should call out, like, what this place means to you and everything. So it's, like, full circle. So, yeah. And this is what I wrote down. I was like, they're in a bad place. Because when they're talking at this point, Micah asks, can I start a question without starting a fight?
Right.
If you're at that point in a relationship that you know just asking a question is a risk.
Right.
Girl, get out of there. Get out of there. Know.
Lord, yeah. And it was like a very valid question of like, if you felt like things with Christine weren't working, why were you still being like romantically like affectionate with her in front of me or leading her on, you know?
Yeah. I don't even know what he had to say to that, but I did write that Micah later said that she wants to enjoy herself on this last night. And I said, I saw the freak in Kaz's eyes light up and was like, want a match? And she said, yes. And the deep kiss that Mike gave this man when they walked into that room, I was like, oh, my answer of who's boning is has been answered.
Right. When Alara put her leg behind her head, and Steven was like, that's my favorite trick I've ever seen anybody do. When Micah kissed Kaz, I was like, oh, some of these people out here knocking boots.
We are on another level. The fact that they don't get the votes is so wild. But, whew,
which I knew they weren't going to get the vote.
No! If we're going like jury management, Kaz is the worst partner for jury management.
I didn't think it would be so bad, but like, I knew it was going to be bad.
Why didn't he want to be a voter? Just be a voter.
Yeah. I don't think he recognized. Yeah, I don't think he recognized how much these women didn't like him. I think he knew, but like having four women together. And shout out to Britton, who was like, I don't think he did anything wrong by talking to multiple women. That's the whole point. But like how he went about it seems to be the issue.
Exactly. Just be decisive and clear. Right. He was probably waiting till the very last minute every single night to be like, can I please convince someone other than Micah?
Exactly.
And I feel just as safe as I am with Micah.
Micah.
And that's where it's like, no.
No. It's like either choose Micah or run the risk of whoever you choose might want to choose somebody else. That's
exactly. That is it, my boy. So yeah, that leaves Christine and Nigel. Now they had a cute date. They matched after that. So on to the next. We have our last dates. They had the painting, which they're both from Too Hot to Handle. They've done this date before, I'm sure. But I really liked how Christine did herself. You know you're a baddie if you're like, on national television, I'm giving myself a freaking unibrow.
Mustache.
I'm giving myself a mustache. I'm covering myself in all this black paint.
Right.
Barely a sexy way, and I'm still gonna be that girl.
Period. And I'm still gonna get the man I want.
Yes. And something else that I noticed, now I'm probably getting into my beautiful black moment, because there's several, but like I think the security Christine did with that, and I think Tolu being makeup free, literally like putting the foundation on as she talks to Micah. I'm just like, my bad bitches are so bad.
Exactly.
So bad that they're like, don't even worry about it, sweetheart. I'll do bare face and my makeup on Netflix. Right. I will come in here being confident, being like, and what are you going to say to me?
Right.
With my unibrow. Period. With my Helga Pataki.
My Helga Pataki.
I'm going to win with my Helga Pataki.
Exactly.
And with the man.
And Elise was so shook. I don't know. She was like, I can't take you serious right now. Yes. And it's like,
what the way Elise reacted, I was like, that tells me a lot. Like, that's a scene of how, like, the women were reacting to what Christine, I was like, that I want to be Christine out of all these bitches. I want to be that secure in myself
and
Yeah, be able to, as the British would like to say, take a piss.
Right.
Or be serious.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. That's also Elise, it being clear that Elise seems to be like kind of uptight and wants to be seen in a certain way all the time. Like, mm-hmm. Oh, it makes sense then that she would like someone like Brighton who wants to be like
that guy.
All because even him asking Izzy about him and Jessica's date where they were doing the silks, and he's like, oh, did you embarrass yourself or did it go well? Is what he asked Izzy. Yeah. And I'm just like, they're trying something new, so you might look silly being upside down in the air, but mm-hmm. that's a part of the fun, you know?
Yeah. Yo, and like, Izzy, I hope he is like that guy, that secure guy. There we go. And you know what, Izzy, I enjoyed you, Izzy.
Exactly.
Thank you for being our first interview on this podcast as
well. Yeah. It was like, yeah, he was definitely giving grown energy. Mm-hmm. And like, also, he reminded me, also him being in his 30s, how some of the other people on Love is Blind who are 30 plus cannot handle the amount of alcohol. I mean, they can handle it, right? But it's like, you can tell they be tipsy. It's some of the ways that you can't tell.
Yeah.
Some of the younger folks who are probably drinking a lot, partying a lot, versus the folks who have probably a 9-to-5 who are not drinking endless amounts of alcohol.
So, I mean, we could circle back to Christine and Nigel. So the So Christine comes back, and even before that other date, freaking Kaz pulls her mm-hmm. aside one more time, mm-hmm. and he's just like, she was like, oh, so you're going to talk to me now because you crawled back to Micah?
Yeah. He should have talked to Christine the moment she came in the house, because I'm like, the moment he allowed the space for Micah to tell Christine first, I'm like, see, this is how all these women hate you already, bro.
Because mm-hmm.
it should have come from you first.
Mm-hmm. It should have. And she was just like, you want to take the easy way out. You did not want to fight for me. And I saw people online of like, oh, Christine, she like did too much. She did just want two men fighting over her. And I'm going to say, and what? Like, this is the thing, this is the unsaid thing about reality TV, that, like, there'll be plenty of love triangles and all this. The love triangles hardly are two men vying for a black woman.
Mm.
And I think a lot of men also, I think they feel like they don't need to fight for black women. And I think it's, as a black woman, I would like to see it. I would like to see it, because it happens all the time to their freaking white counterparts, and no one says like a freaking thing. But it's like, I don't know. It's, they think they're too good for it, and it's bull. It's like, Kaz, put in a little bit of effort. It'll be fine. It won't kill you.
Right. Right, and it's like, she's not asking Cass for anything that the other women weren't also desiring, but she's being upfront and direct with him of like, no, if I'm your number one, Sam, you're number one. Like, if you want me, you have to choose me. Like, I'm not, you know, and I think Micah was also naming the same things, but instead of being direct with him, she's crying. Right? And no one's looking at her like she's asking for too much. She's like, no, she wants this man to be clearer. I'm like, I it's like nothing wrong to want someone to be clear about their desire for you.
No. Oh my gosh. I will say, at least the beginning of Love Island USA was kind of refreshing. A black woman like did kind of a love triangle and had the power in that. So I also write about that for Collider and talked to Coy about it, but it's like, yeah, it's so few and far between. And then these days on Love Island, like, she doesn't have the power anymore, and it's just like, that was very brief. But yeah, give me more freaking love triangles with black women at the center. I mean, remember when Clay bulked at being against Matthew
yeah, and I'd love triangles, right.
But it's just, yeah, it's just very rare and far between. I want to see it more. And it's like really the ego. It's really the how Black women are looked at in society that we're not supposed to be valued that much. This should be easy. You're a Black woman. You should be just, you should praise, look at this Black six pack. He has a British accent. I know he thinks he's like the top of the top. But it's
right, he has a nice smile. He's a beautiful man. You should be lucky.
Yeah.
That he's paying attention to you.
And here's my thing. Xanthi is getting a lot of praise, and I love Xanthi. She had her personal boundaries that she stuck to. She was like, I don't care about these men. Like, I'm not putting my lips on them if it's not worth it to me. And I think people are giving her a lot of, like, kudos, but they want to, like, down on Christine for just being like, fight for me. If you mean it, fight for me.
Yeah, because again, people are anti-Black and have a lot of opinions about Black people, particularly Black women.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, I'm like, she wanted this man to choose her. He wasn't choosing nobody. He was playing with Micah, too. Like, what is so wrong for her being direct to be like, if you want me, you need to make that clear.
So Tolu was so rooting for these two, like when Christine was being upset about Kaz and like all of a sudden Nigel comes in, she said, "Ah, come over here."
Right.
And I loved that Black girl love right there. And they won. I wonder how many of those people like heard about like Christine and Nigel's history. That they were like rooting for them or not. I just, it's very interesting. It's all very interesting, but it's like the most realistic, right? Because they actually have already met in real life. So obviously they're interested in her.
And it seemed like at the finale, everybody genuinely liked them as a couple. Yeah. That was, I was like, damn, everybody, even Elise was like, I like them.
Yeah.
Okay. But then that should have been the writing on the wall for me, but I still was like, oh yeah, Steb and Alara are gonna win. That was not the case at all. So
that was not the case. I guess that's the season. What should we say is our chaotic bite moment of the episode?
I think when Dominique said, I felt like I was an audience for your one man podcast, I could have died laughing. Tickled my soul. I loved that.
That was great.
I was like, damn, she's so right. Like, she's so right.
Yeah, we'll definitely give our very important like voter award to Dominique for just all of her tidbits. I just so wish I got to hear more. Beautiful Black moment of the episode. I already said mine, so you can see it.
Yeah. I loved when Melinda named it, when Nigel and Christine, she was like, I love this chocolate on chocolate relationship.
Yes.
I'm like, yes, we so rarely get it on these dating shows. So that was mine. I was like, and I think Tolu was like, yes.
they were really fucking with it. Now, I will say that usually if we do get it, they've been through hell and back. Like everything that Kaz was doing, it would have been that kind of journey. Thank God they just slid it at the very last minute. Because
There was nothing to mess up. Here's your final date. And hey, everybody, pick who's the top couple.
That needs to be like a strategy, I guess. And I think also the tie between both of these seasons is the person with the most followers ends up getting kicked out in episode 9.
Oh, really?
I mean, Francesca was dropped from the game at the very last minute.
That's so wild.
It just happens that they burn out at the very end.
It makes sense, honestly. It's like we are all tired. We are tired.
So these shows are a marathon, reality stars. Keep that in mind.
They are. Like, the perfect match truly is. It's like, you have to be on it. You either got to find your person and lock in, or you got to be, like, a sleeper player. Like, yeah, waiting for your turn, and then when it happens, make it pop, like Nigel did.
Yes, yes. Oh, we would be very remiss if we did not talk about the clip that we get after everything. They wanted this to be the orange scene so badly, and I hate that. I hate that orange scene so badly.
Actually, that orange scene changed my life. The cutie scene changed my life.
I hated it because I'm still a Zaynab defender. Okay.
Oh, okay. It turned me a little bit. It turned
a lot of people a little bit, but I was like, we had a whole season with this man.
Yeah.
It's going to take a lot more for me.
That's true.
So we basically see, I will say, as drunk as Harry was, I think we talked about every single grievance that was then in the thing as we played out. Because he is, they're talking on the daybed or whatever, and she's just, oh, I'm 30-something. Oh, I can put a baby in you. Okay, next clip. He's carrying her, which we already saw past. Is it Steven and someone else?
Yeah, yeah.
Then they're like, oh, they can't see us. Kiss. Yeah. There's like, oh, there's no cameras. And then he goes over. She starts talking about the kiss. No one saw that. Yeah. Then he goes over to Chris.
Yeah.
And says, oh, I did something.
But I can't tell you on camera. Right.
I think Chris mostly stayed out of it. I don't think
he
confirmed or denied anything.
Yeah.
And then he goes to the camera people.
Right. And then not him being like, did you get on camera, me and Melinda kissing? I didn't mean to. Sir, what?
He literally thinks he's a child.
He does. It's like, you are not 7 and you did not just spill paint on the carpet. Like, you are a grown man who chose to kiss an adult woman. Like, you made these decisions.
Sir, like, oh my God, I kind of wish they should have, I know we're in the outdoors and everything, they should have gotten a TV on wheels,
pushed it in front of them.
And we're like, and now we're going to talk about a scene.
Right. Right, because that, the way that everybody was so gracious to Harry, I was like, oh, y'all clearly haven't seen this clip.
No.
Because y'all had so much smoke for Melinda.
Yes.
And Harry gets the, oh, but you're a good man. You're a good guy. No, you're trying, Harry. When someone was like, that's respectable, or like, didn't someone say something? Nigel said something to that effect to Harry of like, that's respectable, Harry.
They're just, men are so impressed by good liars. Like, exactly. If it sounds good, oh, he's reading a book. He's reading a book, guys. So that must change everything about self-sabotage. I don't care about you sabotaging yourself. I care about you sabotaging others and these women.
Right. And lying to them straight to their face.
The hell? I don't care.
Like, I'm like...
Now that we got to this and this didn't end the way I thought, which is with Harry and Jessica still together, I wonder what that secret relationship was while he was on Dancing with Stars.
Interesting.
I really wonder.
But I mean, they did have that clip where they were like, they came home and they tried to work it out, but they broke up a week later. So I don't know how long they were together.
Like, I did not see that clip.
Yeah, it was in the credits. They did like a follow-up with Christine and Nigel after their vacation.
I saw that.
Yeah, and then after that, they show Harry and Jessica being like, still going strong. And then they put up a clip 1 week later, they broke up. Yeah.
They tried it. They really tried. Look, And there was something else that Jessica said in this that I just, it was driving me nuts, but I probably just covered it all. It's just,
yeah,
the choices that were made. But you know what? My girlie is getting the last laugh. We have a black couple who won this stupid show.
Thank you.
Tolu is still that girl.
So beautiful.
So no worries over here.
None at all. Yeah, I do want to say Micah must have taken a page out of watching Jessica and Melinda's interaction, because at the finale, when all of the other women are ganging up on Cass, she repeatedly says all of their experiences are valid, like completely valid.
Yeah.
You know, but like, I'm, you know, if, but you know, when you choose to be with an ex, yeah, you have to move forward and you can't keep arguing about
things. She sure did. I was like, that's not an ex, girly.
That's like, not an ex, girl. This man, what? She was like, oh, what Jessica did? That was messy. That was chaotic. Let me say that your experiences are so valid. And we talked about that.
Yeah. And Dominique, it was Tolu to Dominique, was like, Dominique's my sister.
But right.
Someone literally said, I'm sticking beside him. And I was like,
Micah said, I'm going to stick beside him. Like, not y'all also my man. Like,
it's so embarrassing. I need all of the women on these Netflix reality shows to come together and figure out what's the plan for season 3 to get the power, because this is my thing. They switch off almost every other night. There is no reason why the men should have had so much power over the women.
Uh-huh.
There should have been no reason.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because the men aren't fighting with each other like this.
No, not at all. I mean, even so much as, like, Dom went after Alara, and then when Steven and Alara are joking about getting married, he's like, I just want to know, where am I in the lineup of groomsmen?
Yes.
They do not be beefing over these women.
I was so scared when he said in the line. I was like, what is going to happen? And then he said groomsmen, and I'm like, ugh.
What are we talking?
Oh, weird. And women, we have to figure it out. Right. We have to
link up and not get mad at each other about these men. Because one thing I appreciated about Xanthi didn't get an attitude with Micah when Micah was talking to Cass. She was just like, bet, I want a man who's all about me. You can have him, you know, versus being like, why were you talking to him? Da, 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 you know, like, are you proud of yourself for having that conversation with him? Also, when the prize being an all expenses paid vacation, I was like, what is this? And then I started being like, what are the people on The Bachelor? And it's like, oh, they don't pay them anything either. And I was like, okay,
they pay
got it, but not like the contestants,
right? They pay the star. And like, this is my thing. I feel like this show would be so much more interesting if, like, they did get paid, like, if they make it to the end or something. Most game shows are like that. The fact that this is just an all-expense-paid trip, and it's like, where was the trip? Do you know where the trip was?
I don't even know where the trip was.
My thing is, if they just let them stay there an extra week...
I would be so pissed. I mean, honestly, I don't know. Honestly, I was thinking about it, and I was like, the fact that this is in Tulum, first of all, feels a little like, interesting.
Oh, my God. All right, Quita. I guess that's it for our perfect match recap. It actually went by pretty quick.
It did. A 3-week drop. It went by really quickly. Yeah.
Oh, man. I hope everyone who has found us, I hope you subscribe. Like, the people who already have subscribed, thank you. If you stick around, you're going to get some Big Brother content coming up. We're getting teasers. It looks like maybe tech, AI, maybe part of the theme of this new season. Besides that, we also cover Survivor. We cover Love is Blind whenever we get that next season, which it's never that far around the corner.
Right. And Queer Ultimatum is coming back.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Are you trying to do that every week?
I'm like, how many? I really love the Queer Ultimatum.
Oh, of course.
I'm like, oh, I love this show.
I think I'm going to have so many people on. I'm going to want everyone's thoughts.
Exactly.
So don't worry about that. So, yeah, basically, stay tuned. Quita, where can people follow you?
Yeah, you can follow me on Instagram @hello_Quita. Apparently, I have a TikTok, but honestly, it's just so that Black Bi Reality can tag me and my friends can randomly see me TikToks that I go like 3 months without seeing. So, sure.
It's true. Lately, I haven't even been tagging you.
Yeah. I'm like, I should use this thing. I have it. I don't
know. You have content that you can repost.
I don't even think about, like, I could just repost. That's how little I use that app. I need to just repost. You're like, I'm aware.
Meanwhile, I am breaking my butt, putting some clips of the podcast on there, giving you new content. I just made a TikTok today about Love Island USA. We're not covering that show on this podcast,
right?
But I just felt like it. And other things that I have to say. So please follow Black Bi Reality across all socials. You never know what you'll find, but you'll definitely find an update about what we're going to have on this podcast. And yeah, that's all I got. Once again, I am Nicole Weaver, writer for Collider. And let us know your thoughts in the comments and have a good one. Bye.